Way over. Hurry.
If you could turn your wife's finger off.
This way?
Yeah.
It's nice to have intelligent, good-looking, sensitive young men to help you around with microphones. It works, girls, you know. It really works. Liberation can wait for another 5 minutes. You feel like singing? That's the spirit. Well, you're just sitting there doing nothing. That'll give you something to do. All right, there's a chorus. It's a holiday song, so it's a holiday. This one is very old, and some of the occupations are not quite 28th century-ish anymore. But still, the spirit is still the same. Here's how it goes. Spindle, bobbin, and spool away for joy that it's a holiday. See, you can sing that? Let's try. Spindle, bobbin, and spool away for joy that it's a holiday. Well, don't you think you could do better than that? I mean, where's the holiday spirit, for heaven's sakes? I want to hear everybody. All right, it's a women's song. Come on, girls, help me along. I want to hear everybody. Loud and clear. Spindle, bobbin, and spool away for joy that it's a holiday. Well, that's a little better. It's too hot, isn't it? I know. It's very hot down here, too, you know. I've waited longing for this day, spindle, bobbin, and spool away. With mirth and glee I'm off to play, for joy that it's a holiday. Okay, the chorus. Spindle, bobbin, and spool away, for joy that it's a holiday. The dirt on the floor, it's still unswept. The fireplace isn't clean and kept. I've got to cut the rushes yet upon that high holiday. Spindle, bobbin, and spool away for joy that it's a holiday. The milking pail has got to go. I ought to spread this ball of dough. It clogs my nails and fingers so, as I need on this holiday. Spindle, bobbin, and spool away for joy that it's a holiday. the cooking herbs I must fetch in. Fix my kerchief under my chin. Darling Jack, lend me your pin to fix me well on this holiday. Spindle, bobbin and spool away for joy that it's a holiday. And when we go beside the track, we'll stop at the inn of Sunday Jack. He'll wet my whistle and pay my whack, as on every holiday. Spindle, bobbin and spool away for joy that it's a holiday. Sing it once more with feelings now. Spindle, bobbin and spool away for joy that it's a holiday. Guess folk singers are like everybody else. They sing for joy. Sometimes the heart's breaking. I have it pretty well trained. I think. This strange contraption here is called a hurdy-gurdy. Not to be mistaken for the organ grinder, which is not a hurdy-gurdy, but took its name from this one because they were both instruments played by the beggars in the streets and also because they both had a crank. But the similarity just stops right there. This one is a real instrument that has to be played. The other one is just a music box. But this is a real hurdy-gurdy. This one is a copy of a 14th century French instrument called the vielle, the French vielle. If you want to see it, you know, you come backstage and I'll show you how to play it, if you're interested in playing it. There's very few people who do in this country, maybe 3 or 4. I haven't found another one yet that I could, you know, that I could have a workshop with. People say, well, why not? You know, why come this instrument never came here? This is an instrument from Western Europe. And I figured it's because this was the instrument of the beggars, and the beggars never had the money to come here. See, it's a pretty expensive trip. And, well, there may be a couple of other reasons, but... How do you like it so far? It does sound like a bagpipe because it has two drones on it. Two of the strings never change. They're always the same. It's only the one string in the middle that I play on the keyboard with to make the melody. For you people who are interested in music, the two drones are in C, one octave apart, and the one in the middle is in G. For you people who are not musicians, it's still in C and G. I'll play you some Scottish, Nova Scotia, bagpipe tunes that were sent to me by a very good friend and a beautiful musician called Gordon Bach. He sent me a whole cassette full of tunes to play with, and those are some of my favorites.
Now let's see where we are. Oh, yes, we can't have a Florida Folk Festival without a Florida cracker. Let's welcome Curly Deacle of Jacksonville.
Okay, I learned this song not too long ago. Now, for that whip cracker, I don't know if I'm going to remember it. But it's called I've Been Everywhere, and I'll try to do it right. I don't know. I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere, man. I cross deserts bare, man, I breathe mountain air, man. Travel, I've had my share, man, I've been everywhere. I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Mottawa, La Paloma, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Tecumseh, Fair and Barron, Quinlan, Dillard, I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere, man, I cross deserts bare, man, I breathe mountain air, man, travel I've had my share, man, I've been everywhere. I've been to Boston, Charleston, Dayton, Louisiana, Washington, Houston, Kingston, Texarkana, Monterey, Faraday, Santa Fe, Tappaloosa, Glen Rock, Black Rock, Little Rock, Osceola, Tennessee, Hennessy, Chicopee, Spirit Lake, Grand Lake, Devil's Lake, Craters Lake, for Pete's sake. I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere, man, I cross deserts bare, man, I breathe mountain air, man, travel I've had my share, man, I've been everywhere. I've been to Louisville, Nashville, Knoxville, Lubbock, Shepherdsville, Jacksonville, Waterville, Costa Rica, Pittsville, Springfield, Bakersfield, Shreveport, Hackensack, Cadillac, Fond du Lac, Davenport, Idaho, Jellicoe, Diamantina, Argentina, Pasadena, Catalina. See what I mean now? I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. I cross deserts bare, man. I breathe mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Pittsburgh, Parkersburg, Gravelsburg, Colorado, Ellensburg, Rexburg, Vicksburg, Eldorado, Larimore, Atmore, Haverstraw, Chattanooga, Chaska, Nebraska, Alaska, Obabika, Baraboo, Waterloo, Kalamazoo, Kansas City, Cedar City, Cedar Side City, what a pity. I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere, man, I cross deserts bare, man, I breathe mountain air, man, travel I've had my share, man, I've been everywhere. Yeah, I know some place you haven't been, I've been everywhere. Thank you. Thank you. Now, this next song, I did it last night. And it's going to be my last song, so I figured it would be better for the last. I don't know. But it's called Y'all Come. And whenever I say, y'all come, you know you're supposed to say, y'all come, right? Right, okay. So if you don't, then we'll do it over again. No, okay. When you live in the country, everybody is your neighbor. On this one thing you can rely, they'll always come to see you and never, never leave you, not saying y'all come to see us by and by. Y'all come, y'all come, oh, you all come to see us when you can. Y'all come, louder, y'all come. Oh, you all come see us now and then. We got kinfolks coming, Lord, they're coming by the dozen and eating everything from soup to hay. And right after dinner, they ain't looking any thinner, but you'll still hear them say, y'all come, y'all come. Oh, you all come to see us when you can. Y'all come, y'all come loud. Oh, you all come see us when you can. Now grandma's wishing that they come out to the kitchen and help her do the dishes right away. But they all started leaving, even though she's a grieving, you'll still hear grandma say, y'all come, y'all come. Oh, you all come see us when you can. Y'all come loud. Y'all come. Oh, you all come see us now and then. Yes, you all come see us when you can. Thank you very much.
We are just delighted to have two groups of American Czechoslovakians with us.
Our American Czechoslovak choral group is only about 3 years old, under the direction of our brother Nozika. Where are you? Okay, our director, Joseph Svoboda, and his charming wife, Mamie Svoboda, our pianist. Our very first song is called Když jaro zaťuká, which means when spring is coming knocking at the door. Second number, u našich kasáren, and that means at our army barracks, a young boy and his sweetheart meet.
Yeah.
Our last number is called Horienka. And Horienka is a large hill or small mountain.
Aren't they beautiful people? And all of you, we want you to know that we love you very much. Now, here's a funny man with a harmonica and a story or two. Uncle Charlie Close of Jacksonville.
Thank you very much. Well, it sure is nice to be here again. I was here last year, and I got another invitation, so I thought I'd come back. Last night, I spent the night at a little motel out here just outside of the woods here somewhere. I don't know where it was. But just as I got ready to bed, I sat down and read the paper a little bit, and a knock came on the door. I opened the door, and there stood a beautiful lady about 20 years old. She said, "Oh, I'm awful sorry. I think I have the wrong room." I said, "Honey, you got the right room, but you're 40 years too late." I think it'll work. Oh, my God, it's raining. I'm sorry for that. I didn't mean to bring that on. Lord have mercy, just look at that. Everything happens to me on the 30th of August. I'll tell you about it in a few minutes. Thank you. like that? Ain't that pretty? Yeah, I get hot here in a minute. Yeah. I want to tell you about my trip on August the 30th, 1942. Me and two other fellas went down to the draft board, me and the two MPs that come after me. And I want you to know I still got wood under my fingernails where I was hanging onto the porch. We went down to the bus station, you know, and all my friends and the two MPs went with me. And you never heard so much crying and hollering in all your life. It wasn't my friends, it was me. Well, we were going down to the induction station, you know, and I was shaking like St. Vitus himself. The doctor said, "What's the matter with you?" I said, I can't hear too good, and I can't see. My eyes are bad. He said, "Well, we're going to put you in the front lines where you can feel your way around." I said, "Yeah, but my teeth are bad." He said, "We don't want you to bite them. We want you to fight them." I said, "But you can't take me, Doc. I got a steel plate in my head." They took me anyway and wouldn't give me a helmet. Well, we were going down a dock, going aboard season, going on a ship. Top sergeant stuttered, and before he could say halt, 27 of us marched overboard. We got back up on the dock again, and the captain hollered, "Fall in." I said, "Heck, we done been in." Right then, I got to be the best potato peeler in the outfit. Well, we got overseas, and the first thing we done when we got there, we went on a 30-mile hike. And the captain rode up on a horse and said, "Well, we came a 30-mile hike, but we came the wrong way." Said, "All you fellas that don't think you're able to go back that 30 miles and start over, step 3 paces forward." Everybody stepped up 3 paces forward except me. Captain got off his horse and he come over to me and he said, "Son, you're a good example for the rest of the company. Do you mean you'd go back that 30 miles and start over?" I said, "Sir, I can't even walk the 3 paces forward." Let me tell you something. We got up on the front lines in a few days there and things really got hot and they were really a popping. I never saw so much racket in all my life and saw so many shells and things were flying and we all started running. Well, I knew I'd run a long ways, but I didn't know I got back as far as the colonel's. A colonel hollered at me, and he said, "Boy, why are you running?" I said, "Because I can't fly." Well, we fell in a foxhole way back there, and my buddy got shot in the leg, and I went screaming for a medic. A medic put his hand up, and I said, "Come here quick. My buddy's been shot in the leg." He said, "Give him an aspirin. I don't make house calls." You want to hear another song of the harp?
Sure.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. I just came back from the farm. We had a restroom out at the farm, and we just had it wall-to-wall carpeted, and we like it so much, I think we're going to run it up to the far to the house, I think. It's really nice. My fat aunt lives on the farm. Now, there's the biggest hunk of meat you ever saw in one piece. She is supposed to have been twins and never was divided. No kidding, I got in a race with her one day and she ran up an alley and I couldn't pass her. She's the biggest thing you ever saw. My goodness, you never saw. Well, the other day while I was up there, she had on a pair of white, what they call hot. She looked like a bandaged whale. Oh, she's awful big. She had to take out group insurance. The only person in the world can smile and get lipstick on both ears. Her sister's my ugly aunt. Ugliest woman in the world. She's got more wrinkles than a road map. She got so many wrinkles in the forehead she has to screw a hat on. Why, I never seen so many wrinkles in a person's face without drawing blood. Just to show you a little bit here how easy it is to play the harmonica.
Thank you, Uncle Charlie.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Oh, there's lots and lots more. He's grand, though, and I'm glad you like him. And I guess we'll ask him back next year, shall we? Now comes a lovely singer that we haven't heard yet this time, this 23rd Annual Florida Folk Festival. He's a fine guitarist and singer, Joe Mark, now of Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Let's.
Gather round my friends and all you ladies and good gents. I've got to start the show before they go and raise my rent. But I can't spare a dollar more, cause it's all that I can lose. So here I go again, just singing them old depression blues. We are still worth more alive, at least, than you ever would be dead. But the price of food's so high, I can't afford my homemade bread. But breathing's free, and that's not all. If you haven't heard the news, you can take another dusty drink of them old depression blues. And you can still bet a dollar on a good racehorse just to finish win, plays, or show. Oh, yes, you can buy me a drink, of course, if you got the money to blow. Oh, but I've got to save every nickel and dime for me and my good wife. I can't go on just singing the blues for the rest of my sweet life. Oh, there must be more than rotten floors and secondhand worn-out shoes. But until I find some peace of mind, I'm gonna sing the depression blues. Just to finish, win, place, or show. Oh, yes, you can buy me a drink, of course, if you got the money to blow. But I've got to save every nickel and dime for me and my good wife. I can't go on just singing the blues for the rest of my sweet life. Oh, there must be more than rotten floors and secondhand worn-out shoes. But until I find some peace of mind, I'm gonna sing the depression blues. I sit on till I find some peace of mind, I'm gonna sing the depression blues. Thank you. I'd like to sing a song that I wrote. Now, it's a folk song because I'm a million years old. This is a song about Orange County. But it's kind of a universal type song because there's a lot of Orange Counties all over. when Angela turned 17, she looked like 21. Working in the field, she was a flower in the sun. Just one of many others in the harvest of the land. Till she found another job working with her hands. When the boss he did suggest to her one day when she was through, there in the dark of a trailer, Lord, she turned 22. Down in Orange County where the watermelon grows, oh, wind breaking, a wind of pain, a soaking of the rain. They don't know what makes it grow, what reason for why. They just try, 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 try to understand. Why Cisco was arrested, I don't think he ever knew. Thrown in Rayford prison for a crime he didn't do. But they look all the same to me, as all the witness said. But a tragedy in the first degree is how it should have read. When Cisco tried his first escape, didn't get that far, because the road was blocked and holes were shot into a stolen car. Well, down in Orange County where the watermelon grows, oh, wind breaking, a wind pain, a soaking of the rain. Well, they don't know what makes it grow, what reason for why. They just try, 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 try to understand. Well, the women have more babies than their shacks could ever hold. But is it any wonder when the girls are never told? And the boys aren't told much more than just to get out of the rain. Love is the only cure they've known to take away the pain. Cause there ain't no time for them to go to school and learn to read. So the only thing of life they ever learn is how to bleed. Well, down in Orange County where the watermelon grows, though pain breaking, a wind of pain, the rain. They don't know what makes it grow, what reason for why. They just try, 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 try to understand.
While he's getting out his other instrument, I need to make an announcement here. John Peters, a Florida Times Union, John Peters, will you please report backstage? John Peters, please report backstage.
Just use this one. You can't live in a place and not pick up some of the local colors, so I've been in North Carolina, so mountain tunes. This is a song called Shady Grove. It was written under a tree, I guess. Shady Grove, my little love. Shady Grove, my darling. Shady Grove, my little love. I'm going down to Harlan. ¶¶
Last time that I saw my love, she was standing in the door. Shoes and stockings in her hand, little bare feet on the floor. Big fine horse, going to feed him on. All I need is a pretty little thing to feed him when I'm gone. If I had an old banjo, strings of the finest twine, only thing I would play. Shady grows my little love, shady grows my darling, shady.